Today on Rediscovered Radio, we have a story from the WYSO archives about a visit to Antioch College by the Watts Writers Workshop. The workshop was born after the 1965 riots in the Los Angeles neighborhood called Watts. Community Voices producer Jason Reynolds has the story.
In the summer of 1965, Watts was the story. And movie houses across the country, before feature films, this newsreel played.
Six days of rioting in a Negro section of Los Angeles left behind scenes reminiscent of war-torn cities. More than 100 square blocks were decimated by fire and looters.
Violence had erupted across Watts after a black man was arrested for drunk driving in front of a crowd. The people watching became angry, and fights broke out between police and onlookers. 34 people were killed in the next 6 days. After the riots ended, the late screenwriter Bud Schulberg, who is best known for the film On the Waterfront, started a writer's workshop in Watts. Schulberg wanted black voices from L.A. to be heard, and soon they were everywhere. On TV and print at civil rights rallies. They also guest-edited Antioch College's literary journal and went on a national lecture tour. That's how the Watts writers wound up reading at Antioch College, and WYSO was there to record them.
So I wrote this piece for John Coltrane. With soaring fingers of flame, you descended from Black Olympus to blow truth and pain, yeah, just to tell a story about black existence. Then the flames left your fingers and soul. Came winter, you laid down in the cold snow and was cool.
That's Quincy Troupe at Antioch in 1969. He's gone on to publish 10 books of poetry and co-author Miles Davis's autobiography. Today, Troupe hosts salons in his home that feature the likes of Ta-Nehisi Coates. And he says the Watts Writers Workshop is where he became a poet.
Nobody, until I got to Watts, was talking to me about poetry. So I wrote all these perfect forms. Didn't have any poetry in it, but I could write the 14 lines. I could write the 19 lines. I could rhyme everything. I could write, you know, I could do all that. But it didn't have any poetry.
Troupe's poetry merged worlds, like when he alludes to Miles Davis, Charlie Parker, and Dylan Thomas in his reading at Antioch College.
You blew your fingers to smoking cinders, preparing for the ascension. Blew beautiful, sad death songs on kind of blue mornings. Now the ages await you beyond the infinite darkness where the bird of bebop slumbers. But rage, 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 Coltrane. Rage against the taking of a vision. Rage, 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 Coltrane. Rage against the taking of life.
The Watts Writers' Workshop brought Watts to the world. And in doing so, they brought the anger and frustration of the civil rights movement to the forefront.
Because we were writing about it from the ground, you know. And I was living there in Watts. Because we were opening up for rallies, big rallies, Stokely Carmichael, H.R.F. Brown. You know, we were doing those kind of readings in the park where 30,000 people would come. I remember opening up this poem with this poem, Burn It All Down for Crazy Horse, Geronimo, and Malcolm King X. You know, stuff like that. Those kind of crazy lines, you know. And people went nuts, 20,000 people. They just went nuts.
As he built a national reputation, Troupe says he became a target for police at home in Watts.
Because I was doing things like that, when I would go to the store, if I was going to walk up to the store to buy some food, the police would stop me, and they would take me down to jail. I'd be down there for the weekend. They would always do it on Fridays, and so I couldn't get out until Monday. And then Bud Schulberg would have to come down there and bail me out.
Now, Quincy Troupe sees unrest in American cities, in Ferguson and in Baltimore, and he says the stories are a lot like Watts.
I've been there before. I've been watching black men and women get killed for years now. This is the thing that I'm afraid of in the United States. What Donald Trump to me represents is that he's bringing all that stuff back. I have not seen it as raw as it is now. I've never seen Watts this raw except in the 1960s.
You've been listening to another program in the Community Lecture Series from WYSO-FM. You heard the Watts Writers' Workshop.
For Rediscovered Radio, I'm Jason Reynolds.
Rediscovered Radio is made possible in part by Ohio Humanities, a state affiliate of the National Endowment for the Humanities.